broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Now, administration officials say this would not apply to defense-related programs.
Well, finally, people will see Mr. O'Keefe for what we knew him to be.
I mean, some people won't agree with it, you know, but I think they can at least respect that.
Good morning, everyone, and I would thank everyone for joining us this morning. And, Mike, thank you very much for that very kind introduction.
Shame on you, Gail. Oh. Hey, land the bloody seal.
Take Juicy Burger.
You blow it!
Famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Through the looking glass we go, the Alice in Wonderflower.
What the hell?
I don't know, man. Alice in Wonderland of talk radio, where we take you behind, not just behind the scenes, through the scenes of the news, of the events of the day, and of, your opinions on all those things. Coming up this hour, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about conservative filmmaker James O'Keefe. You know who Mr. O'Keefe is, perhaps, from the work he did last year. And I want to say, I don't know if any of it straddled the election or not, but he was the guy that went into Acorn's headquarters there in Baltimore and did that sting by way of video on the Acorn people. Well, he has been arrested by federal authorities in New Orleans, and the charge is that somehow he and three other men were involved in some sort of manipulation of Senator Mary Landrieu's phone system. So we're going to get into that this hour. And a pro-life Super Bowl ad angers some liberal groups. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. Please join us on our website, too, philhendryshow.com, where you can access not only a daily live streaming, live stream video-wise, and also live streaming audio. You can also check out our archives as well. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to bring on the line here in just a moment Lloyd Bonafide, who's a big backer of James O'Keefe, a Republican, a longtime conservative voter. But before we do that, I'd like to just give you a taste of this story. As it comes to us here, it is from the New York Times. Federal officials in the field in New Orleans arrested four men today and charged, or yesterday rather, and charged them with posing as telephone technicians to tamper with the telephone system in the New Orleans offices of Senator Mary Landrieu, the Democratic senator of Louisiana. One of the men arrested was James O'Keefe, according to the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Mr. O'Keefe, a filmmaker who produced videos purporting to document questionable practices at some field offices of Acorn. In the videos, Mr. O'Keefe and an associate, Hannah Giles, he was a pimp, she was the prostitute. You remember seeing these. And they would go in seeking assistance, posing as people seeking assistance, and get all kinds of interesting comments from Acorn workers. Now, all four of the men arrested on Monday in New Orleans were in their mid-20s. They were charged with entering federal property under false pretenses with the intent of committing a felony, according to the United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Louisiana. The men arrested were James O'Keefe, Joseph Bazell, Robert Flanagan, and Stan Dye. Mr. Flanagan is the son of William Flanagan, the interim United States attorney for the Western District of Louisiana. So these are some heavy hitters, you know, at least a couple of the names. One of the names a heavy hitter, the other name you're familiar with. Here is WWL-TV reporter Bigod Shaban talking with the Deputy U.S. Marshal Steve Hartman about the allegations against James O'Keefe and others.
Today's courtroom appearance centers around all four men and their scheme to allegedly carry out this plot inside Mary Landrieu's downtown New Orleans office. Now, while one of them was recording it through his cell phone, Landrieu's office staff eventually got suspicious and notified authorities.
That they were asking a number of probing questions about certain information that members of the general public who were just seeking the assistance of a tenant agency may not ask. And that certainly, triggered some suspicion on behalf of the persons involved, which they deserve a tremendous amount of credit for bringing that to our attention and allowing this to come to a speedy resolution.
Here is Bertha Lewis. She's with Acorn, and she had a public feud with Mr. O'Keefe concerning his video stings of her offices. So she had a little bit to say today about Mr. O'Keefe being arrested.
Well, finally, people will see Mr. O'Keefe for what we knew him to be. Whatever his views are, he will break the law in order to further his agenda. He broke the law when he taped us. He broke the law when he entered Mary Landrieu's office. And so we think that people in Maryland, California, Pennsylvania, those authorities should also see him for what he really is.
All right, Lloyd Bonafide joins us, longtime Republican, conservative, a retired heating and plumbing executive in Alhambra, California. And Mr. Bonafide, my understanding, talking with you and others, you're disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. I believe very much in this young man, Mr. O'Keefe. I thought he'd done yeoman work in exposing this woman that we just heard, Lewis, and this gang that she runs at Acorn. And I felt that he had really carried the truth through to the top of the mountains, and was heralding the truth to all, and had exposed Acorn and the criminality of their actions to all concerned. And instead, the news came to me. I was just really devastated.
You're a great admirer of the work that he did.
Well, I'm an admirer of the people that go after truth in the aggressive way that he did. Now I find that he's caught red-handed in a, like some, just a petty criminal, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And breaking into someone's office like a petty burglar.
It's a little bit emotional for you, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Tell me what happened. When did you hear the news?
I heard about Mr. O'Keefe's arrest this afternoon when my wife came in with our grandson, and they had been at a local church fiesta. And she handed me a newspaper, which is our local newspaper here, the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, a local paper.
Yes, sir.
And I saw that this man, Mr. O'Keefe, who I had felt had done such great work in slowing down this Obama runaway train, I found out that he was arrested like one of these bums they arrested at Watergate, that took down a president that I thought was pretty good, Richard Nixon, and like a bum breaking into an office. And I did something that I will forever remember James O'Keefe for and the conservative movement.
Yes, sir.
I took a bag of goldfish that my grandson had won at the church fiesta, and I poured it down the sink, the garbage disposal, and I turned the disposal on, and I was crazy with anger, and I apologized to my grandson, but I knew, and I feel my grandson knew, and my wife knew, that the person that did that was not Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran, United States Navy, 1950-53. The person who did that was James O'Keefe.
And well, if I could interrupt you, Mr. Bonafide, you were so angry at James O'Keefe's being caught. Now, we don't know if this man's guilty.
We don't. You're right. But this whole thing, it was alleged. He was caught dead to rights. The only question now is, what was he doing? Did he get it all the way into the meat grinder, or was it just... You know, Mr. Henry, I know and you know that right when the Obama runaway train is about to be slowed down, something happens. One of these young people, these aggressive young conservatives, opens his mouth, wises off to someone, cashes a check, gets into the wrong car, has too much to drink, and we have to start all over again with this guy, Obama.
Well, I'm not necessarily sympathetic to your anti-Obama feelings, sir.
I'm not anti-Obama. I'm pro-American. And I felt that James O'Keefe had done great work with the Acorn videos, and now they catch him like just a piece of street trash right out of jail, like a bum going in and thumbing through the files of Senator Landrieu. And as a result, a little boy, my grandson, lost his...
So can I ask you something about the goldfish?
Yes, sir.
Don't you feel responsible for losing your temper and taking those goldfish and throwing them down the sink?
I feel responsible to my grandson, but I don't feel responsible for the goldfish, and I'll tell you why. When you entice people into your trust, and you say to people, trust me, I'm going to be the bearer of truth, and then you turn around and you put a bullet right through their forehead, which is what James O'Keefe did to me and to other conservatives. So my grandson knows that while Grandpa, he calls me Papa, he knows that while I threw the goldfish into the garbage disposal and I did kill them, it wasn't my fault. It was the fault of this lying...
Okay, we'll take a break.
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. That is Mr. Lloyd Bonafide talking about the revelation that James O'Keefe, the Acorn Video Stingmaster, has been arrested for tampering with the phones of Senator Landrieu in Louisiana. He feels betrayed. As a matter of fact, he went so far, he was so angry, he destroyed the pet goldfish of his grandson, threw them into a garbage disposal, but blames Mr. O'Keefe for it. It's interesting. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Could I have a little bit of tea, please?
A number of months ago, it was a big story where James O'Keefe, who was a filmmaker, posed as a pimp and had a young actress working with him, Hannah Giles, posing as a prostitute. And they walked into the offices of Acorn in a couple of American cities. One of them, I think, was Baltimore. And videotaped the workers at Acorn saying some embarrassing things, some things that were quasi-legal. This went very public, obviously, and embarrassed Acorn no end. And there was a very public dispute between Mr. O'Keefe and Acorn. Yesterday, James O'Keefe, the same filmmaker, was arrested by the FBI in New Orleans because they say he was posing as a telephone technician and he was attempting, along with three other men, to somehow manipulate or otherwise intrude into or work on the phone system of a United States senator, that would be Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. And these guys were promptly taken into custody. They've been arrested. A special agent for the FBI detailed parts of the operation, which began at about 11 o'clock on Monday. He said that Mr. Basil and Mr. Flanagan, two of the guys that were with this guy, O'Keefe, entered the building dressed in blue denim pants, blue work shirts, light green fluorescent vests, tool belts, and construction-style hard hats. They said they were there to perform repair work on the telephone system and later claimed they left their identification in their car. Mr. O'Keefe was at the time already inside, according to the complaint, holding a cellular phone so as to record Mr. Basil and Mr. Flanagan. Later, he admitted to investigators, according to the affidavit, that he recorded Mr. Basil and Mr. Flanagan. Mr. Dye was also another one of the guys arrested, involved in the planning of the event. And in any event, these guys are all in custody. Senator Landrieu, one of the last Democratic holdouts of the Senate to vote for the health care bill, first negotiated an increase in Medicaid funds, blah, blah, blah. Lloyd Bonafide joining us, a longtime conservative voter on this event. And you had followed Mr. O'Keefe, and you'd followed his exploits there, filming Acorn with great admiration, hadn't you?
And to find out today that this bum, and
you really think this guy's a bum, huh?
anyone that would cause a five-year-old boy's, the destruction of a five-year-old boy's pets, yes, is a bum.
And but sir, you're the one that took the goldfish from your son.
I'm not disputing that I grabbed the goldfish from my grandson. I was so angry. And I opened the bag. It was a plastic bag that they put goldfish in. And I poured the contents of this bag, the water and four goldfish, into a garbage disposal and turned it on. And God help me, I smiled. I swear to God, I smiled. And I'm most ashamed of that.
And you smiled when? When you turned on the disposal?
Yes, when I turned on the disposal, I smiled. And, of course, my wife was shocked, and my grandson was crying, and I turned and I said, Papa didn't do that. And then I told him the story of this man, O'Keefe.
All right, so, you know, this is sort of a story that's ancillary to what we're talking about here. But what we are talking, you know, is this the goldfish of your grandson.
But you have to understand, when my wife dropped that news in my lap, I was sitting comfortably and watching. She dropped it, and she said, hold on to yourself, and dropped the front page in my lap, and then went off to get a bowl for the goldfish, which I thought was insensitive. And I looked at the front page, and it said, James O'Keefe arrested with three others in New Orleans.
And that's when you got angry.
That's when I got angry, yes.
And I want to let people know that we're taking phone calls here at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. For Mr. Bonafide about the this James O'Keefe story, the Acorn Sting videographer who's been arrested in New Orleans. So the story gets dropped into your lap by your wife, and that's when you jump up and grab these goldfish?
Well, I read the story. In fact, I read it again. And I got up, and I remembered wanting to break something. I was so angry, and I looked around, and I saw sitting on the counter in the kitchen this bag of goldfish. And I saw my opportunity, and
Were you aware that they belonged to your grandson?
It didn't matter. I don't remember anything other than seeing these goldfish and wanting to pour them in.
Pour them down the sink.
I wanted to not just pour them down the sink. I had enough presence of mind to know which sink was where the garbage disposal was and which sink was not, you see. And I took care to pour them into the sink where the disposal was. So I know I had that much presence of mind. I thank God for that. I don't thank God for the death of the goldfish, but I do thank God that I had that much sanity because I was afraid I'd lost my mind.
Are you going to vote conservative?
I don't know. I think this shows that the conservative movement embraces the worst scum. And I mean that very sincerely, Mr. Henry. When you look at the history of the conservative movement, the Gordon Liddys, the Oliver Norths, all of them law-breaking scum. I just saw Charles Colson on television with his book tour, Lawbreaker. And now there's James O'Keefe, another law-breaking. It, to me, shows that the conservative movement has increasingly embraced to its breast as a hero of its movement, law-breaking garbage.
Well, you can't say that about the current conservative movement. What with Sarah Palin, she's a conservative. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any others.
Well, the jury's still out on Sarah Palin and that family of hers, so I wouldn't be so quick to judge. But you asked me if I would still vote conservative, and the answer is they better come with an example of something other than some bum that crawls through a bedroom window to get his kicks playing with someone's phone.
Well, the record should show that Mr. O'Keefe didn't crawl through a bedroom window.
I know, he went into an office.
But the point that you're making here is that the conservative movement has embraced a law-breaking, as you call him,
scum, is what I say.
Well, he's a man who hasn't even been convicted of a crime yet. You understand that?
Yeah, okay. You know, you can play it any way you want it, but I'm not so stupid.
All right. We're going to be back here with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide and talk a little more here about the arrest of James O'Keefe, the Acorn videographer, the Sting videographer, who is now under arrest himself in New Orleans for possibly, committing a felony. Entering federal property under the pretense of committing a felony. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Four arrested in phone tampering at Landrieu office. Federal officials arrested four men on Monday and charged them with posing as telephone technicians to tamper with the telephone system in the New Orleans offices of Senator Mary Landrieu. Now, that wouldn't be maybe such a big story, although it does, it smacks a little bit of Watergate in the minds of some of us. Lloyd Bonafide is on the line with us from Alhambra. Did it remind you of Watergate, Lloyd?
It reminded me to a degree of Watergate, but at the time, Watergate, we didn't know, you know. We thought it was just some underlings, some guys that are trying to impress somebody, somebody looking for some dirt on someone, looking in a bedroom window, you know. But this guy, James O'Keefe, when I heard the story today, I said, this is what how Watergate started.
But, you know, it's not really Watergate because the party is not in the party that would most, I guess, benefit from Mr. O'Keefe is not in power.
Well, say that again.
In other words, this is the Republicans or the conservatives, whoever, who would most benefit from whatever it is Mr. O'Keefe is looking for, are not in the White House at the time.
Well, I still don't understand.
Oh, never mind. So the fact is here that one of the men was James O'Keefe, according to the New Orleans Times-Picayune, the filmmaker who produced videos purporting to document questionable practices at Acorn. Now, you mentioned the name Oliver North. You mentioned the name Charles Colson. You mentioned some other names of conservatives that you say or individuals who are lawbreakers that conservatives have embraced.
That's the point. Every time somebody comes along that we might say, you know, this is a guy that I want to, that I, you know, believe in, this son of a, excuse my language, but Larry Craig, now I got a homosexual, you know, I can't think, Mark Sanford is another homosexual, isn't he?
And no, Mark Sanford was cheating on his wife.
With a man or with a woman?
With a woman.
Oliver North, and it goes on, and now we got this guy.
John Ensign cheated on his wife.
John Ensign, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number. Let's go over to Joy in Palm Springs, California. Joy, you're on with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, Lloyd, and hi,
yes.
Ed. I'm very interested in what you had
Ed,
to say.
Yes.
I had the same. I'm sorry. I had the same reaction, but not. I wasn't distressed. I was disappointed because I thought he was an upstanding young man, and I don't put my faith in any one person. That's foolish. I just couldn't believe what I was reading. Now I'm going to go on later. I'm not home yet. When I get home, I'm going to go online. And to Doug.
Find out if he's been involved in anything because I thought he was a great young man, and then I find out he's crawling around on his hands and knees looking for,
Well, I think the details, it's interesting. I'm dying to know what they were looking for and doing. And I'm not going to make any judgments. I'm just disappointed. It's wrong, altogether wrong.
You can understand that he's crawling around on his hands and knees in a woman's office.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know what that.
He was standing up with his cell phone, taking pictures of the men. His colleagues or his accomplices doing whatever they were doing, and they were leaving. But I'm going to go online. His partner in the Acorn.
You have to look, yes, ma'am, but one of these men, and I forgive me, This man, what's the man's name, Mr. O'Keefe, was taking a picture of one of his partners bending over, and God forgive me, this man had his nose pressed against the seat that Senator Landrieu sits in. Now, what kind of...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. What is that?
Oh, really?
He wasn't smelling
the seat of Landrieu. You weren't there. That's the silliest thing.
No, I know, but that was the report that at least one of the federal
FBI
officers
said.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
The only information that's come out has come from the FBI, and they haven't said anything like that. But I will tell you one thing: Hannah Giles.
Look for it online. You should look for it when you go online when you get home tonight.
Well, I'm going to find out what Doug Giles, who's a very hard right conservative journalist, has to say. Doug Giles is a hard right conservative blogger and journalist.
He's the
father of Hannah Giles. And I want to see what he has to say, if he has to say anything. I'm curious.
I want to find you should look to see if this guy O'Keefe put his hands on this young lady.
Because
I want to know everything now.
Well, you don't think that James O'Keefe and Hannah did anything dishonorable with Hannah Giles, do you?
I don't know. He's taking pictures of a guy sniffing the chair that Senator Landrieu sits in.
I think, sir, you better stick to destroying goldfish, because you're all screwed up about this other stuff.
I didn't destroy any goldfish.
And you were wrong. You were wrong in blaming another party for your actions. Don't you know, as a good conservative, you take responsibility for your actions. You can't blame somebody else. So you're blaming O'Keefe.
I blame a man who betrayed me and forced me into taking my grandson's goldfish.
Well, that's ridiculous, and you know that.
When you have faith in a man and you say, this is a man that can lead us to the truth, and instead he and his friends are playing frat house games, taking pictures, bending over, smelling a seat, and
first of all,
not gentlemanly.
First of all,
you don't know him. He's a kid. He's a nobody. So your priorities were already screwed up to begin with. Don't put your faith in another human being. That's ungodlike and that's foolish. Look for the truth always. And this young man did a bad thing. We move on.
I hope like hell you're right. I hope like hell when you go online and you look at the Doug Giles material that we don't find out that this guy O'Keefe wasn't taking photographs of his friends.
Why don't you?
Because I've been a lifelong conservative, much longer than you. I voted.
Well, I'm younger, but
I voted for Richard Nixon when people thought that Richard Nixon wasn't good for anything other than wiping with. And I voted for Richard Nixon.
I voted for Nixon too.
Scott. I hope like hell you find out that this man Scott wasn't playing some frat house games, lighting dust on fire in a bag.
He's moving from a criminal or civic offense, breaking into an office, to a perverted sense of curiosity and everything.
I think that's what he's doing. I think he went in there. When you take one of your friends,
you
stick your nose under the seat of that. No, I am. He did it.
Yes, you are.
You don't know. All right, thank you very much, Kate. Joy, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You don't know whether or not this man has taken photographs of his friends.
My understanding was the FBI report was very clear on that.
The FBI arrest record has nothing in it about friends pushing their noses onto the seat of the chair that Landrieu uses. All right, 877-876-PHIL. So you mentioned Larry Craig, Mark Foley, Oliver North. You know, there are just as many Democrats, you know, that one can point to.
Yeah, but the Democrats are oily.
That one can point to and say, you know, they're letting people down too.
The Democrats are oily. They're oily. They slither their way out of everything. And I'm just saying, as conservatives, we've got to keep our noses clean. And when this guy O'Keefe and three of his frat brothers goes into Landrieu's office because they want to let off a stink bomb or whatever they're doing.
No, the guy was in there doing ostensibly, and I don't want to say anything, but if anything, I guess he was working as a journalist. What do you mean a stink bomb?
Because that's about as effective as these guys were. They might as well have been in there lighting parts and doing all of this other nonsense for all the good they did, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
All right, we're going to cover this story, and we thank you, Mr. Bonafide, and we're sorry for the loss of your grandson's goldfish. We'll continue to be talking about this story. Although I hope we can talk about it with a little bit of, some factual basis. 877-876-Phil. Arnold Schwarzenegger has an idea about dealing with illegal immigrants who are in California prisons, plus teen pregnancy on the rise. All right, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
First of all, a little bit of a story from north of the border in Canada, where a liberal member of parliament in Canada, I think she's a liberal member of parliament in Canada. Her name is Gail Shee. She's not a liberal member of parliament in Canada. Canada's federal fisheries minister, Gail Shee, got hit in the face by a tofu-wielding PETA member. Okay. An incident in which the federal fisheries minister was hit with a pie by a seal hunt protester should be seen as a terrorist act, says a Liberal MP, and that is Jerry Byrne. He made the comment to Newfoundland radio station VOCM after Gail Shee was hit in the face Monday by an American animal rights activist unhappy with Canada's seal hunt. New York resident Emily McCoy, a member of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is charged with assault. She hit her with a tofu pie, so that wasn't even really a cool, like lemon meringue pie that, Anita Bryant got hit with by that gay guy.
I remember that. It was lemon meringue, or it was like shaving lotion.
No, it ain't shaving lotion, because I remember her licking it and smiling. She didn't lick it and smile. She was crying. You're thinking of some Three Stooges movie you watched. Anyway, Canada's federal fisheries minister, Gail Shee, here she is. She gets hit in the kisser by a tofu-wielding PETA member.
Well, good morning, everyone, and I would thank everyone for joining us this morning. And Mike, thank you very much for that very kind introduction.
Shame on you, Gail. Oh. They planned the bloody seal hunt. It's a shame on Canada. It is a shame that she has not denounced this bloody seal hunt. Shame on you, Gail.
There you go. All right, so PETA, as I've said so many times, and I'm sure a lot of people have told you this, I know you're good at getting attention. I just wonder if you're winning any friends. And maybe you probably know that better than me, but so much of what you guys do, people go, boy, how, ham-fisted. You got a little bit of subtlety, maybe a little bit of humor. Tofu, that's sort of funny. All right, in other news, a U.S. women's group is urging television broadcasters, CBS, and I believe if you double-check this, Bud, CBS has said that they will not air this ad. That's the latest that I think I had on this. Anyway, they've asked CBS not to air a ad during the Super Bowl because they say it has a strident anti-abortion rights message. The plans to air the ad, sponsored by a conservative Christian group called Focus on the Family, which was, I think, James Dobson's group, could see the polarizing issue of abortion rights dropped squarely in the midst of the National Football League's premier event. It would be the first time that Focus on the Family, a politically influenced evangelical group founded by James Dobson, has bought airtime during the Super Bowl. Let's listen now. This is college football star Tim Tebow. He's replying to the controversy over the anti-abortion ad that will feature him. He's going to be in this ad. It's going to air during the Super Bowl. And I believe Tim Tebow is in this ad because his mother was a young woman. Pam Tebow decided to carry Tim to term despite a recommendation from doctors that she have an abortion. And, of course, her son was born, Tim Tebow. And I'm being told, according to the Washington Post, CBS will still air the ad, so I heard different that they were going to pull it. In any event, Here is Tim Tebow.
I mean, some people won't agree with it, you know, but I think they can at least respect that I stand up for what I believe, and I'm never, you know, shy about that. I don't feel like I'm very preachy about it, but I do stand up for what I believe, and at least you can respect that because I do stand up. And unfortunately, in today's society, not many athletes tend to do that, at least stand for something. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I'm just, that's you know, standing for something.
You're standing
and,
for something.
You know, I've always been very convicted of it. One, that's the reason I'm here.
Oh, okay, thank you. Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar of The View discussed the controversy, so you know it. Anyway.
Tebow says it celebrates life. So what's, why are folks, what are people flipping out about? I'm not sure.
I don't know. The only argument against any of it is that, you know, he could just as easily become some kind of a rapist pedophile. I mean, you don't know what someone's going to be. So, I mean, in this case, he turned out to be great. Mm-hmm. But it's not an argument about abortion or not abortion. It's just this, in this particular case, this particular woman decided not to do it. And this is the wonderful result. There are others who decide to do it, and they're glad that they did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a very individual choice.
All right. So anyway, one of the people that was finding fault with the airing of this ad, at least one of the organizations, the Women's Media Center, their representative, Jemu Green, told Reuters, she said, well, we're calling on CBS to stick to their policy of not airing controversial advocacy ads. And this is clearly a controversial ad. CBS said in response, it no longer has a blanket filter on advocacy submissions for ad slots, said Dana McClintock. We have for some time moderated our approach to advocacy submissions after it became apparent that our stance did not reflect public sentiment or industry norms on the issue. And more to the point, after it became apparent that advertising revenues are down significantly, and so we've got to take advantage of all the money that we can.
That's probably more like it.
Well, of course it is. So, an NFL spokesman said CBS standards and practices, their department approved the content of the ad as appropriate for the audience. We take no issue with CBS's decision. Focus on the Family has said the 30-second spot will feature college football star Tim Tebow and his mother Pam, blah, blah, blah. I told you the whole thing. So there it is. Boom, 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 ba, boom, boom, boom. And you got to love it. And that's life, man. What are you going to say about it? There's nothing to say about that. Let them run the stinking ad. Now, I know that it's a constitutional right, but there's some people that think that it shouldn't be, and so we'll continue to have that discussion. Let them run the ad. Run your ad. Although, I got to tell you something. I'm just talking now, Phil Hendry. The Super Bowl is becoming almost like that freak show that ends the Rose Parade, which you never see. You guys never see the freak show at the Rose Parade because they won't televise it. And what is it? It's about, oh, I don't know, 200 people with signs about abortion and about gay rights and about death penalty. Every weird ass and whack job in the world follows that last float out onto the parade route, hoping that the cameras will catch them, and they never do. One of these days, there's going to be a network that's going to say, this is really the parade, let's do this one, you know. But they don't. You never see that. But the Super Bowl is gradually becoming the stage for so much, you know, just like the Olympics. They're going to turn the Super Bowl into a political forum. Where people can, you know, advocate or not on behalf of some issue because there's so many people watching television. And I would just say to whoever runs the Super Bowl advertising, whoever runs the broadcasting, do you really want to go down that road? You know, it's a football game, man. It's an entertainment vehicle. I understand that people have the right to free speech, but you also have the right to set a certain standard for a football broadcast. That's all that it is. And there's a lot of people watching, and so there's going to be an awful lot of people with a political point of view to push advocating, and you guys either need to stop it now, or you can open the floodgates because you need the money, and don't give me this bull crap about how we've moderated our stance. The advertising money is down, and you need the money. That's what you need. Talk to people about how, well, you know, we've moderated our stand. You moderated nothing, man. The advertising revenues are so much, so far into the toilet, you guys are taking, you're walking around, you're busted into the penny jar. So that's what you want to do. But I'll tell you something. The Super Bowl is being co-opted more and more and more gradually, just the way the Olympics has, just the way the Olympics has been destroyed by so many people. By the TV networks, by the Eric Rudolphs, by the PLO, by you name it. And I know they keep pushing on and pushing on, you know, but every time you flip on the Olympics, and we got the Winter Games coming up in Vancouver, every time you turn it, you don't know what the hell is going to happen. You don't know what group is going to turn that into their stage for the next 2 weeks. So if you want that to happen with the Super Bowl, be my guest. If I were you guys, I would simply say, you know, we're not going to take your ad. Well, you know, we have a right. Well, you know, you go stick your ad in some other network. We're not taking it, okay? Well, we're pro-choice. I don't give a crap if you're pro-choice or pro-life. Take your ads and go put them on another network. This is the Super Bowl, and all we want to do is have people have a good time, okay? And even if we go broke doing it, that's what we want, which, of course, is not going to happen. All right, the number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next, Vernon Dozier is an educator from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. We're going to be talking with him about a couple of things. The story on teenage pregnancy being on the rise, and this generation of young people, how thoughtful are they? How sensitive are they? How, you know, how caring are they? For the feelings of each other and their teachers and their parents. Vernon Dozier is going to be up to talk about that coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com.